Welcome to Woman of the Week. I'm Marilyn Russell. It's always so fun to hang out with new peeps, and I'm meeting two for the first time today, although we've been corresponding for a little while now, back in August. Marianne Aliardi, publisher and editor of SJ Magazine. Welcome.
Good morning, Marilyn.
So nice to meet you.
It's good to meet you, too. Thank you.
And Christy, I think you and I actually talked a lot more than I did with Marianne. Christy Howell is in the studio. She is president and CEO of Burlington County Chamber, Regional Chamber of Commerce. Burlington County, rocking over there, man. So much happening in Jersey right now with Fall Harvest. I was just at a great wine festival at Heritage. All kinds of events.
We are. It's great to be here, Marilyn. Thanks for having us.
But let's hone in on your event, which is happening, a celebration of women and women's leadership. Mark the date. I just want to get this out there. Women's Business Conference Overview, October 8th at the Enterprise Center at BCC.
It's now Rowan College of Burlington County. They just rebranded.
Is that in Mount Laurel?
It is.
Okay, I want to make sure. Is that the Enterprise Center?
It is, yes.
We still call it that. Right in Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Fabulous. Mark the date, folks. We're going to get a lot more information on that event. It is open to the public, yes?
It is, yes.
Great. Let's invite everyone to come.
Please join us.
There's a lot of fabulous women over Jersey, and you want to meet them all. This Thursday over in Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Let's start with Marianne and learn more about SJ Magazine. How long has SJ been around?
It's been around for 15 years. I acquired the magazine 10 years ago. I acquired it after becoming its editor and just seeing that, you know, I thought I could make the magazine a little better. And we cover people, places of South Jersey, all of those things you talked about, the wineries and all everything that's happening in the fall and the great women who are in South Jersey. We cover it all. So the people who read it, it's very often that they'll know someone in the magazine or they'll, it's a place, we'll cover a place that they've been to or they'll say, hey, I never knew that existed. And it has the look of a real live glossy magazine that you would see from a national publication. And yet everything we talk about is right there in your backyard.
Is it a monthly?
It is a monthly, yes.
Marianne, do you ever feature people from this side of the bridge or no?
We don't. No,
it's
we...
solely.
We are all about South Jersey,
okay.
Yes. There's two reasons for that. One, we can go to our advertisers who are primarily in South Jersey and say, hey, everybody who reads our magazine, they're going to come to your business. And then also our readers, we can get, everyone in South Jersey can get Philly news pretty lots and lots of places.
Yeah.
You can't get South Jersey news other places.
Keeping it local.
So we're really trying to fill that niche.
That is a smart business strategy.
Thank you.
Really
That's
is.
What we're working for. Yes.
Now, where can we, the average consumer, pick up SJ Magazine?
Well, you can certainly subscribe, but we're also on newsstands. We're in Barnes & Noble and Wegmans. Pretty much everywhere you would get a magazine, you would find ours. You probably have to be on our side of the bridge, though.
But online?
Oh, yes. SJMagazine.net.
There
we
go.
You can read the whole issue there.
Marianne, this was your background, your passion?
I have a journalism background. I went to Temple and majored in journalism. I worked in hospital PR. I was the PR director at Our Lady of Lourdes Medical Center in Camden. I was the editor of Hospital News, which is a publication in Port Richmond here. I grew up in Philly. I speak to young girls and I tell them I have the best job in the world. I've flown a plane. I've swam with the sharks. I've met Jon Bon Jovi. I mean, you can't get better than my job. It's really a fantastic job.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Yes.
So who's featured in this month in SJ?
Oh, our October cover is Shaq. Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah.
He's from New Jersey. We always feature New Jersey celebrities. This year we've had Brooke Shields. We had Idina Menzel, who's not from New Jersey, but she came to New Jersey. But Shaq grew up in Newark. And one of the things he says is he credits his whole upbringing and his success to the Boys and Girls Clubs because that was right across the street from the projects where he lived. And his parents would send him there and say, stay there all day. Don't come home until we're home from work. So he now goes to the Boys and Girls Clubs in New Jersey and he helps kids out
a lot. He gives back. That's amazing.
And he talks to the kids and he's the one thing he always says is, I'm just like you. So he's talking to these kids who see him and think, wow, look what I could do. It's really wonderful.
Actually, just in town hosting an event at Parks Casino because he's got his own game in Parks Casino now.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Shaq's Jack or something like that.
Yes, that's Philly news. So we're just not, you know.
Sorry.
we're talking South Jersey. Jersey.
We're talking South Jersey. It is all about South Jersey, all about SJ Magazine. Marianne, everyone is feeling your passion. Marianne Alardi is one of my guests here. She's in charge, man, at SJ Magazine, making it work, making it happen. Is Bon Jovi as nice as everyone makes him out to be?
You know, I liked Bon Jovi's songs. I was never this huge fan, and I am totally his demographic. You know,
he's probably the number one artist.
All my friends loved him, and I was like, yeah, he's nice. And then I interviewed him, and oh my, he's a good guy. The stuff that he's doing, he donated all this money to housing causes because that's his number one
concern. He's a real advocate, play for homeless.
He just did it quietly. We happened to find out about it, and we were able to convince them to give us an interview, and he is a good guy. And at the end of the interview, he called me darling.
Aww.
And I was like, well, there you go. Now you have a new fan forever. I mean, he was sweet. And we put him on our cover. So for about a half hour, I looked at picture after picture after picture with my art director. And we'd be looking at these pictures of his face. And every now and then we'd say, oh, he's really good looking. And then time would go by and we were like, he's really good looking. And he's a good looking man. And he's a good guy. And he's married to his high school sweetheart. What can you not like about the guy?
What I love is that, you know, he gives back in this community. A lot of people become celebrities and they start thinking about, you know, bigger, different causes elsewhere. But he's giving back right here in Philly and Jersey.
He's from New Jersey.
Yeah.
So that for us was perfect.
Guy.
Yes.
Yeah. So we could talk about John Bon Jovi all day long, but a big event coming up this Thursday over there at Fabulous Rowan College at the Enterprise Center at BCC. It's right on Route 38, Mount Laurel, New Jersey. So let's meet Christy Howell together. Again, she is President and CEO of Burlington County Regional Chamber of Commerce. Anchored down on the business side of things, but you get to have some fun, right?
I get to have a lot of fun. Those wine festivals you were talking about, I have to go taste the wine so I can promote the best Burlington County has to offer.
Oh.
I get to entertain at the wine festivals as a business leader.
Were you at Heritage Wine Festival?
I was not. I was at Valenzano. Same weekend. Marianne and I were hanging out together. Yes.
Christy won in Chemung.
Yes.
I saw that and I was wondering if I could do the double boink.
It's a great event.
I went to Heritage in Mullica Hill and it was fabulous. There's one coming up. Do you guys know Riverwinds?
Yes.
Yes.
They're doing one, actually.
They advertise in SJ Magazine, as a matter of fact. We love them.
All this symmetry is happening. Well, they're having a wine festival on the 17th. Let your peeps know.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
I'll be out there hosting or something. Tasting. I know that.
Right on the water, too. It's beautiful.
Fantastic. Beautiful. Christy, you got to come to that one, all right?
I will.
All right.
I'll be there.
Let's focus in on your Women's Leadership Luncheon. Is this an annual event that you do?
Well, the luncheon is built around our 10th anniversary Women's Conference. So since it's our 10th anniversary, we decided to add the Women's Leadership Luncheon this year and honor five women who have shown outstanding leadership in our community.
It's a conference and luncheon.
It's a conference and luncheon, yes.
Sorry, I didn't realize
that's
that.
That's okay.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
We have some fabulous speakers all geared towards leadership and women's business development. When I joined the chamber 14 years ago, one of the big things I wanted to do was make sure that we were empowering women leaders and that we were really promoting what they did and who they were. So we developed this women's conference and now we're in our 10th year. SJ Magazine's been a partner since year one with us on it and we're just really excited.
I've really found in South Jersey, women support each other. It's probably everywhere, but women business leaders, owners really provide a network for
That's
each
how it's
other.
Done.
Yes.
And you do have some very special people showing up at this fabulous event, the 10th anniversary of the Women's Business Forum, and it is all about South Jersey here. You have Susan Buchwald, who I know, CEO of Community Treatment Solutions. These are people that are being honored?
Yes.
Several people, actually, Christy, right?
Well, Marianne Aliardi, who's with us today, you know, we're honoring her for her outstanding commitment to women. She's always featuring women in a positive light in her magazine, and she tackles the really tough stories. I've been featured in her magazine a couple times talking about my personal life being raised by two moms, and she's brought that stuff to light. So we want to really make sure that we're just telling people the good stories. Susan Buchwald works with victims of human trafficking, children of abuse, just a phenomenal woman in the community. Marianne Boccolini, President and CEO of Samaritan Healthcare and Hospice. You know, they are breaking ground on the first ever inpatient hospice facility. To me, people like Marianne Boccolini make people like me who have to go to work every day, they make our lives easier. If we have a loved one we need to care for, she's taking good care of them so we can go out about our daily business. And she just has one of the best organizations really in South Jersey. Ellen McDowell, who's an attorney with McDowell, Pasternak, Appel and Dietrich, but more importantly, she now owns an art gallery in Maple Shade, New Jersey. She's president of the Main Street Maple Shade Business Association, and she's so committed to developing this beautiful little Main Street in our community that she bought a building and brought in an art gallery to say, come see our beautiful community. And then, of course, Ursula Knowlton, who is the president of CareKinesis, she's a pharmacist. It's a groundbreaking pharma company. She's doing great groundbreaking things, and she's a woman doing just great medical research, and she and her husband are really committed to the community as well.
So these are some amazing honorees, folks. If you'd like to join us, you certainly can. Christy, where can people go to get all the details and tickets?
BCRCC.com, and there's a big ad on our front page. And we also want to give a shameless plug. If you are coming and you have some gently used suits, please bring them. We're going to be donating them to Oaks Integrated Care for the adults and young adults age 18 to 21 who are looking for work through their programs.
You have networking, relationship building with Jill Chernikoff. What is Jill up to these days?
Jill owns her own business. She's a business owner, of course, a former Emmy-winning television anchor. She's out there teaching networking, relationship building, marketing. She's going to be talking a lot about social media and how we network and build our relationships on social media, and how we need to also take them off of social media, that the social media is just the means to the end connection, and how we need to keep that authentic connection. So we're excited to have her.
Yeah, I haven't seen her in years. Yeah. I'm looking forward to seeing her again, too. You have self-awareness and leadership with Maria Grande.
Yes. She's going to be talking about dealing with difficult people. We all have to deal with difficult people. You know, I was just talking to my nephew who said, I don't like my professor. And I said, get over it. Because I work with at least 3 people every day I don't like. So just get over it. But we need to talk about self-awareness, emotional intelligence. Really important thing, especially for our youth, our young women coming up, of learning that emotional intelligence and how to really, you know, trust your gut. So Maria's going to be talking a lot about that.
And the art of the introductory call. You have time management in the 21st century. This is all good stuff. Now, the registration begins at 8 a.m. There's a break for breakfast, and then there's all the sessions. There's exhibits, and that's probably one thing we should touch on before we move on. Again, details at bcrcc.com. This conference and luncheon is happening this coming Thursday. So if you're thinking about making time to do it, don't wait. Get your tickets. It probably will sell out. Christy, what are some of the exhibits that will be on hand?
Well, we have some banks. We have
TD Bank. They're a great friend of
Benefit. Yes. And actually, to digress real quick, our breakfast keynote is Linda Verbra, who's their executive vice president and head of service strategy. She is the reason that the former Commerce Bank and now TD Bank has won all those J.D. Powers awards, as she's trained on leadership and customer service. So she will be there teaching us her secret. So we're excited about that. But we've got Raziri Salon and Spa coming. I think they're going to be doing little hand massages. We've got an interior design agents folks coming, some makeup.
So while this is the big 10th anniversary event, there's events all year long. And you can find all of those at bcrcc.com. You've given us a lot to digest here, young lady. Christy, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you. And thanks so much for emceeing our Women's Leadership Lunch. And we're excited to have you.
We have to get you guys. Will you come over for a Philly lunch? Because, you know, Woman of the Week does
absolutely
and annual lunches. Yes,
we do absolutely. Cross the bridge. Let's, we like it here, too.
Yeah. So we'll have to get you guys over. We're celebrating some wonderful female vets on Veterans Day 11/11.
Excellent.
Great.
Yeah, we do our events at the Kimmel Center, which is really fun to be, you know, networking and dining in. So maybe you guys can join us for that.
We would love to. Yeah.
Well, I'm happy to join you for yours this coming Thursday. Thank you
so
much.
Thank you.
Thank you. We're looking forward to having you.